Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken. Always great care and great taste.
From the station that made country music famous, 650 AM WSM, this is a Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast.
Hi, it's Charlie Madison. In this episode, we sit down with Heidi Newfield. Her voice and music have been a part of our lives for quite a while, from the early days of Trick Pony, when they were known as Rebel back at the Wild Horse Saloon, to a new solo project, The Barfly Sessions Volume 1. Heidi zoomed with us the morning of August 28th of 2020. Enjoy our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast with Heidi Newfield.
More Coffee, Country, and Cody is on WSM.
I looked up the name Heidi this morning, Megan Alexander.
Okay.
And do you know what Heidi means when translated?
No.
One of noble birth.
Mm.
And if you look at that on Circle Television, if that is not nobility in the flesh as it represents country and Western entertainment, I don't know who or what is. Heidi Newfield, good morning, sweetheart. It's great to see your face and hear your voice.
Good morning, Bill. Hello, Megan. Hello, Charlie. Good to see you all.
Hey, Heidi.
One of nobility. You. I got all spangled up just for you.
I know, you look amazing.
Doesn't she?
You've got talk about this shirt. It is a work of art.
I mean, it is. It's got guitars and harmonicas. It's got a sugar skull on the back that will just like knock you out. It's incredible. It was a birthday present. I had to wear it.
And who's is that a Manuel design or someone else?
This is actually, I love Manuel and I have a lot of his pieces, but this is a Vera Vasily. And she does a lot of equestrian work. And she's this Russian woman who her embroidery is stellar. And my other half knew that I was a fan of hers. And he had this shirt, this incredible piece of art made for me. And I'm just aww, like, you know what? This would be a good morning to get all sparkly for Bill Cody. And
that's right. Bedazzled.
Coffee and country and Cody, by God.
Well, I am honored.
I haven't seen y'all in a good while. It's really, I'm happy to see all your faces, even if it has to be through a camera, by God.
Yeah, we haven't seen, none of us have seen much of each other. We see each other here.
We only see each other.
Yeah.
I know. Thank God. You got to love who you're quarantining with. Yeah. And you know, the one upside, being the optimist that I am, the one upside to us not being able to be in studio with you is that I can be all dressed up like this and still be barefoot.
Oh!
That is really, I got to tell you, that's the upside to this whole thing.
I'm trying to remember, did you play on stage barefooted? Because Dina Carter did. That was one of her things. Did you do that too?
Yes, it was. You know, every once in a while, I'd kick some shoes off. Just because, you know, when you're a shorty, I'm one of those wee people. I'm a little powerhouse. So if you're 5'2" or under, you're going to wear some heels. And I've been known to wear some heels. So needless to say, you know, if you're doing a long night, after a while, those heels might get kicked off. And I'm not scared to go barefoot. Not one bit.
There you go.
Yeah.
I made the reference earlier to country and Western. And you are a Western girl. You grew up in a beautiful part of Northern California. Talk about growing up on the horse ranch and how country music came into your life? Or do you ever remember not knowing country music as a part of your life?
You know, great question. I don't remember not having country music in my life. I was steeped in it. And, you know, I could ride a horse before I could walk. And I remember, you know, the twang of a steel guitar and Charlie McCoy's harmonica parts. And, before I, you know, my first sounds, Northern California, we raised quarter horses in Sonoma County, which is kind of on fire right now. So I'm very concerned about all the fires. Very strange. We have fires in the West and hurricanes in the Gulf, but, very, very weird times. But, yeah, it was a wonderful place to grow up. My family, two older sisters, and we all were 4-H'ers and ranch kids. And I broke horses for my parents. I have the broken bones to prove it. And, you know, country music was just sort of kind of a given with that lifestyle, you know.
You got a new album. It's called The Barfly Sessions, Volume 1. Pretty much self-explanatory. It comes out tomorrow wherever you buy or download music. And one of the reviews I saw said, this soulful and sacred, hot rockin' and simply stunning country music album should set several charts on fire.
Oh, fire. I'll take that kind of a review any day. My gosh.
I think we're going to get a live performance, are we not?
Yes, I would love to. I'd love to because I've got my other half, Matt, with me, and we thought, why not play a little live music? This is the most diverse record I've ever done. It's we call it Bakersfield to the Blues. I got Delbert McClinton. I got Jim Lauderdale on this next song that we're about to do. Jim Lauderdale came in, and cousin Kenny Vaughn came in, played a little Telecaster and B-Bender. I'm going to blow a little harp on this one. And we're going to take you more towards the Bakersfield area where some of my family also came from.
And that barfly over.
What you say?
Introduce that barfly over your shoulder over there.
This barfly right here is from Western North Carolina, and he is a pickin' singin' fool, Mr. Matt King right there.
Morning, guys. Good to see you again.
And Matt and I have known each other for, I don't know, 20
a minute.
Plus years. Yeah. So it's,
yes, it's
great
been
to
a
have
minute.
You both here. So you're going to do
well,
a song called
so
I Could Fall For You. Is that the name of it?
This is a tune called I Could Fall For You. Yeah, we just thought we might wake everybody up this morning. Help wake everybody up this morning. A 1, 2, 3, 4, 1. Like a leaf from a tree, like a baby to his knees, like a little bitty raindrop falling from a big blue sky. Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
You better believe that's right.
Wow.
Heidi Newfield.
I just woke myself up.
In the Central Time Zone, people, it's 21 minutes after 9 a.m. and she is singing like that.
Good morning.
New album comes out tomorrow. It's called The Barfly Sessions, Volume 1, I Could Fall For You. On the record, that was Matt King in the background there, but on the record, it's Jim Lauderdale.
Megan? Yeah. Heidi, first of all, that was over Zoom, and that is like concert worthy. That was incredible. Technology is amazing, right?
Thank you so much. Thank you, Megan. That is really nice to hear. It's not natural for us artists to be singing at 9 o'clock in the morning,
right.
But for you guys, I mean, that's just a no brainer. It's like we're doing Coffee Country and Cody.
There you
I'm
go.
Like, say when.
That's right. Heidi, really quickly, I heard you were on a mission with this album. You wanted it distinctly to reflect a certain sound. Quickly talk about that and what that meant to you.
You know, this record I finally got to co-produce for the first time. My good buddy and amazingly talented musician, Jim Moose Brown, and I co-produced this record. It's 14 songs deep. So it's a big record. We're going to do vinyl on it. The CD is out now, on my website at HeidiNewfield.com. It's such a fun record to listen to because it really takes all of my influences from everything from really traditional country like what you just heard, sort of that, Buck and Don sort of early George Jonesy kind of feel, all the way to a really greasy Texas Roadhouse kind of feel, all the way to Delbert McClinton and The Blues Is My Business and a few soul kind of flavored things because my voice... I wanted to really be able to stretch out from the writing room. I wrote 12 of the 14 tunes on this record, or co-wrote, had a hand in writing. And so it's really just about a record that grabs you from start to finish and you can't wait to hear what's next. It's really, really unique. And it kind of covers a lot of ground, but yet it flows and has kind of that common thread, a lot of harmonica and some really beautiful singer-songwriter stuff. I had Chris Stapleton and I wrote a tune on this record and Trent Willman. It's kind of all over the map, but it just works.
Wow.
And
in
the half minute we have left, tell me about... Well, Keith Whitley's Tombstone and Randy Houser and Mickey Raphael.
You know, Whitley's Tombstone is a tune on the record that I had pitched to me. It's one of the outside songs that I didn't have a hand in writing, and I just immediately stopped in my tracks. It's of course I was a huge Keith Whitley fan, but the it's a really haunting song, as you as one can imagine by the title.
Right.
I asked Mickey Raphael if he would come in and blow harp on it for on this one. So, you know, he has such an amazing flavor to his harp playing. And I just called my buddy Mickey, Randy Houser, and I said, I need a country soul singer. And he came in on his one day off from the road and laid this part down. And he had actually heard this song before as well. He loved it. It was written by Leslie Satcher, John Randall, and Kent Blazy.
Wow. Three what a trio of songwriters there. Yeah.
Gosh, exactly, what an album.
Exactly. So I loved how it turned out. It's very sparse and beautiful, and Randy just sang his butt off. It's really an interesting record, this one is.
Heidi Newfield, it is great to have you join us this morning. Thank you for getting up early and being willing to perform like that. The new album, just so everybody knows, The Barfly Sessions Volume 1 is out tomorrow. But if you go to her website, yes, simply her name, HeidiNewfield.com, you can go ahead and get an advance right now.
And the cool thing is, there's got to be a volume 2 at some point, right?
That's right.
Love you.
Thanks, Heidi.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for listening to our Coffee, Country, and Cody podcast. Our program director at WSM Radio is J. Patrick Tittle. Our digital producer is Haley Hall. Marketing and promotions director is Amanda Cannon. And I'm Charlie Mattos. If you like what you've heard, make sure you subscribe so you never miss an episode. And leave us a review on iTunes. It really does help new people find the show.
Springer Mountain Farms, the purest, best-tasting chicken available. Visit SpringerMTN.com and join the flock for cooking tips, coupons, and great information. Springer Mountain Farms, simply superior chicken, always great care and great taste.